Hello, this is Fabian Christensen from Posset's Perfume, and today I'm going to give you a podcast on real and artificial vanilla. Real vanilla comes from the seed pod of the vanilla orchid, and it originated in Mexico, where the best quality still comes from, it is thought. Madagascar and Tahiti are also famous for their vanillas, and Indonesia is the country that exports the most vanilla to the entire rest of the world. There's lots of hand labor that's involved in growing and harvesting and curing vanilla, and that's one reason why it's so expensive, and it is. If you find something like a good Madagascar Bourbon vanilla in kind of a high-toned gourmet store, you might be rather taken aback by the price. On the other hand, if you go to your humble local grocery store, you can also pick up imitation vanilla. Now, imitation vanilla is a byproduct of the paper industry, and what they do is they extract something called vanillin from the wood pulp that they work with. They also extract another compound called ethyl vanillin from wood pulp, and it has a much stronger smell, and it lasts longer than regular old vanillin. And there is one other thing that they take out, which is called heliotropin. And heliotropin is another naturally occurring compound. And one reason why it's called heliotropin is because you find it in the little purple flower, heliotrope, sometimes known as the cherry pie plant. It has a wonderful, entrancing fragrance. Now, what's happened is the flavor industry has used some of these compounds, and they've engineered the artificial vanilla to smell even better than naturally occurring vanilla. They've found out through painstaking research what the components of real vanilla are that we like the best, and they put those in the artificial vanilla, plus the fact that the compounds that they use to make artificial vanilla make it heat resistant. So when you use it in baked goods, you can put it in the beginning of your baking process, and it's going to smell just as strong at the end. Whereas if you use real vanilla kind of degrades and goes away when it's exposed to heat, which is kind of an unusual thing that you have to think about when you're using real vanilla. Now, I challenge you to do an experiment for yourself, and I did this, and I was kind of shocked. I got a little bottle of real vanilla and a little bottle of imitation vanilla. And I opened them both up, and I did sort of a blind smell test. And I was surprised to say that I actually ended up liking the artificial vanilla smell better than I did the real vanilla smell. Real vanilla has a lot of components which are thought to be little impurities that get in there, and that's a natural process, but they kind of take away from the entrancement of the smell. So it's another fun thing to do is to do that smell test on your children. Children will not lie to you about what they like the best in terms of a sweet smell like vanilla. And this is something to ponder. I'm rather interested in the fact that over the last 100 years, our perception of vanilla has changed a great deal. And what we used to think of as being perfectly beautiful vanilla all of a sudden isn't quite quote-unquote good enough. And so that's something to ponder. And I'm also doing a couple of, actually three blog pieces on my blog about vanilla. I go into the properties of vanilla a little bit more deeply than I can on this podcast. So I invite you to come to www.possets.com and click on the blog area and see my three blogs on vanilla. It's probably one of everybody's favorite flavors and fragrances, and so I think it really deserves to be looked at in a little bit more detail. So please do come and visit me on www.possets.com. That's P as in Paul, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, E as in Edward, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, possets.com. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.